many thanks to God again because of this beautiful time that the Lord has given us. It has been a very good day since morning, seeing the beauty of our Lord Jesus Christ revealed in the scriptures. Christ has been revealed in the scriptures, again has been exalted in the preaching of his word. When we are preaching the gospel at the same time, we do exalt the Lord Jesus Christ. Because there is no way that one can preach the gospel without honoring, exalting, magnifying Christ Jesus. So if you are preaching but there is no exaltation of our Lord Jesus Christ, which means that is not preaching but just speaking of words. Because the content of the preaching is the exaltation of our Lord Jesus Christ. If one stands and starts preaching the same time, he is exalting Christ Jesus. How can one exalt Christ?
Yes, Christ.
You preach Christ, the exact Christ, who he is, where he is as of now, why he came into this world, he died for whom? If you know all these things, where exactly Christ was crucified, it's when you see that in you there is nothing good but Christ is worth it to be exalted. But it is only one whom Christ has been revealed to that can manage to preach in that word. Because the least batches of people, and then you go to the church gatherings, the house of gatherings, they are using the same Bible, using the same songs. Even on their lips, they use the same names that you do use. They can speak the word of grace, lusciousness, justification. But if there is no Christ that is revealed in the scriptures, it's not the preaching, it's not the gospel. So many thanks to God for making us able to see Christ of the scriptures revealed in the scriptures. Because it's not of us, it's not from us, but it's from God, and it's God who made it to be so. So he revealed Christ to us so that we should see him, who he is, and how he made it to be in that way of revealing himself to us. We have been in the book of John, chapter 18, for some months. Only Sunday, last Sunday, we were on verse 38 of the same book of John. Verse 38, we read whereby it says, Pilate said unto him, what is the truth? And when he had said this, he went out again unto the Jews and said unto him, I find in him no fault at all.
Here
we see that Christ is the truth, and in the truth there is no fault. So because there is no fault in the truth, it is shown fully that it is only Christ who is holy and without fault.
Well,
the scriptures simply shows that nothing is righteous in this world except Christ, the crucified one.
Dipo mawama ditimigizira kuti palipo yera patikola pasi palipo lungama koma ndi Yesu yekha amene anapachidwa pantanda.
Today, verse 39 of John chapter 18. Whereby it says, but ye have a custom. The custom was with the Jews, that I shall release unto you one at the Passover. Will ye therefore that I release unto you the king of the Jews?
Verse number 39. Koma muli nawo makhalidwe akuti ndima masulira inu mmodzi pa Paska. Kodi mufuna tsono kuti ndimasulire inu mfumu ya Ayuda?
So you can see that the Pilate was not a Jew.
Ndiye muona kuti Pilato si Muyuda.
But he is having a quotation from the Jews' custom.
Koma akufuna amve kuchokera akana kukana kulingalira pa chikhalidwe cha Ayuda.
That in Jews' custom, during this time, there is a releasing of Sabbath.
Kuti kulingana ndi chikhalidwe cha Ayuda, nthawi iyi pamakhala kumasulidwa kwa Mulungu.
The releasing of Sabbath was the bounding of Sabbath too.
Ndiye kuti kumasulidwa kwa munthu winayo pamakhala kumangidwa kwa munthu wina.
So he come to the Jews according to your custom, who is to be released from this bondage as of today, as of now.
So
you can see that even Pilate is honoring the custom of the Jews. But even though he was honoring the Jews, Pilate was not a Jew. And there was a great enmity between the Jews and the Gentiles. But it was the death of Jesus Christ that brought this two groups together. Because without this, they would have no any fellowship between themselves. So Pilate asked them, whom should I release for you? Because it is worth it for somebody to be released. When we go to the genesis of the history of the Jews, we see that Christ was prophesied to come in this world. The scriptures has been saying about the coming of him. And the whole Old Testament was picturizing the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. But the specific time of his coming is the thing that these people were not knowing. Now Now let us see the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. We see that this starts with God to the woman, the Virgin Mary. The Virgin Mary met with the favor of God. And God established his lusciousness in the womb of the Virgin Mary. And Mary kept the righteousness of God inside her womb.
Tipo Maria adasunga chiyero chake ita Mungu cho mimba yake.
Until the appropriate, the exact time of delivery.
Pakarapo nthawi yake yoyenderera yakuchira.
When we go into the book of Isaiah, it speaks that Christ is the Prince of Peace.
Tipo ndikapita mbuku wa Isaiah, amanena kuti Yesu Kristu ndi mfumu ya mtendere.
If they said he's the Prince of Peace, it means he is the King.
These
scriptures prophesying that Christ is the King of his own people. Now, when Christ were to be born in this world, God puts Christ in the womb of the Virgin Mary. And Mary kept the fruit, kept the righteousness, kept the holiness of God in her womb.
Maria adasunga chipatsocho, chipatsocho ina lichoera mimba kwa mai wake.
This doesn't mean that Mary was holy before God. It's God, according to his wish, that made this woman to keep this lusciousness in her womb.
Komanondi Mungu amene adakonda kuti mzimai uyu akoza kusunga chiyero chimenechi mimba mwake.
And God made it clear during the time of delivery that the woman delivered the son who is prophesied to be the King of Jews. Now the King has born. The King is in the world. God, the same God revealed this gospel to the magi, the wise men from the east, to see Christ, who is the King of Jews, who has born. And the Bible says these mad people, the wise men, saw a star in the heaven, in the sky, and they followed the star.
Yeah, Bible mwena kuti anhu awakumawa anaona nyenyezi kwanamba kuitsatira.
They followed the star until up to the country that is promised to be born the King of Jews.
Ndipo anakhala kuona nyenyeziyo mpakana mu dziko limene alonjezerwa kuti umoyo idzabadwa.
But this doesn't mean that they were only these magi people that were living in the east area. There were many people, but blessed were the eyes of these three that saw the star that is preaching the body of Christ different from other stars. When these mad people were following the star, there was many stars in heaven, but this star was very special, different from other stars. So they followed the star because it is taking the gospel of the body of Christ Jesus into this world. But what troubles me most is that when the star met the house of the physical king of the world, it disappeared. Because when we read Matthew chapter 2, verse 1, downward size,
verse 1
says, now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem.
Verse 1, Matthew 2. Ndipo pakubata kwake kwa Yesu Bethlehem wa Judea, masiku a Herode mfumu, onani anzeru akumawa arapia wa Yerusalemu.
Here is speaking about the burning of Christ, the coming of God in the body. There was a king in Judea by the name Herod.
Apa akukamba za kubadwa kwa mfumu yo, kubadwa kwa Mulungu pachikola pasi mutupi ndipo anaona kuti kunali mfumu dzina lake Herodi.
And again they're speaking about the wise men that follows the body of Christ, the coming of God, physical.
Ndipo akukamba za nzeru akumawa amene anaona kubadwa kwa Yesu Kristu mutupi.
So they were only these wise men that had this gospel, the left from the east never saw the star.
Ndekuti akumawa ose ndiwo kawa wazera kumawa amina daona nyenyeziyo ena ose sadaona.
The star is lacing while there is a physical king ruling in position.
Ndipo nyenyeziyo ikuoneka pamene pali mfumu imene kulamulira kale panthawi imeneyi.
The star never waits for the dying of the king, physical king, and then arrives. It is rising while the king is in leadership.
Ndipo nyenyeziyo siyidayembekezera kuti mfumu inayi ife. Inawala nyenyeziyo kwa mfumu inayi ilikale pa ulamuliro.
Now verse 2 says, saying, where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him.
Verse number 2. Nati, alikuti amene anabadwa mfumu ya Yuda, chifukwa tinaona nyenyezi yake kumawa ndipo tinadzera kudzalandira iye.
So here there is two kings now.
Ndekuti apa tsopano pali mafumu awiri.
There is a first king by the name of Herod, the king of Judea, physical king.
Apa ndekuti pali mfumu yoyamba imene ili Herod, mfumu ya Yuda, mfumu imene inayoonekera kutupi.
But there is another king, the king of Jews, but not seen with physical eyes.
Yeah, but it's a kumuina, kumuyayuda, imene si maonega, dimaso.
This king of Jews is preaching his kingship through the rising of the star to the mighty people, the wise men.
Komano kumui, ikuonega, kudzera munyenye zimena onega,
because we see that they say, for we have seen his star, meaning the star was his and it was preaching about him. And if the star has been risen, it makes one to see the Christ revealed in the scriptures, and you bow and worship.
Ndekuti kukuka kwa nyenyesiyo amene waionayo amaonapo kunena kuti pali malemba amene akhoza kugwada ndi kulambira.
These are the only wise men that manages to bow and worship the Christ because of the star that has revealed the Christ.
Awa nalo izi zinachitika kwa zero kakuma wawo amene adaonera ali ndi kuthekera kuona nyenyesiyo.
Verse number 3. When Herod the king had these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem rema with him.
Verse number 3, ndipo Herode mfumuyo pakumva izvi anakudika Yerusalemu yese pamodzi naye.
Here it shows that the coming of Christ physically was not known by the merchants that living in Jerusalem, including the king Herod.
Apa zikuonesa kuti kuonekera kwa Yesu Kristu sikunali kuonekera kwa kutupi sikunaoneka kare kwa mfumu Herod.
Verse 4 says, and when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he commanded over them where Christ should be born.
Verse number 4, Jehovah bene asungaritsa asembe akuru onse ndi alembi anthu anafusira iwo.
Here now you see that the Mark people is asking the king of Jews body, while here now they are saying that Christ that is to be born.
Muona kuti apa azera kumawa akufusi kuti Yesu abadira komano akufusi kuti Yesu abadira kuti.
Now here it shows that these Mark people were asking about Christ. That Christ is God in flesh, but King of Jews. Verse 5 says, and they said unto him in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophets.
Verse number 5. Divana Musa ye Bethlehem wayeya chifakunalembedwa otero ndineneri kuti
these are the high priests, the chief priests, the scribes that told King Herod that in Bethlehem Judea, where you are the king ruling, there is a scripture that has been written from within the Old Testament that Christ will be born from.
Awa areli anzeru wa mfumu amina matandauzira mfumu maremba amina kufusa kumwena kuti munde imene muli mu Bethlehem mutsapano mabaloso mfumu ina imene ikhaleso Bethlehem mumu.
Verse 6 says, and thou Bethlehem in the land of Judah are not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people, oh Israel.
Verse number 6. Ndipo iwe Bethlehem, dziko la Yudea, sudzakhala kose wang'onong'ono mwa akulu a Yudea, pakuti wotsogolera adzachokera kwa iwe, amene adzaweta anthu anga a Israel.
One of the 6 says, and thou Bethlehem, that is the village where Christ was born, in the land of Judah, art thou not the least among the princes of Judah? For out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel.
Verse number 6. Ndipo iwe Bethlehem, kumene Yesu Kristu anabadira, dziko la Yudea, udzakhala konse wang'onong'ono mwa akulu a Yudea, pakuti wotsogolera adzachokera mwa iwe, amene adzaweta anthu anga a Israel.
This is the prophet Micah that was prophesying about Jerusalem, about Bethlehem.
Uyanani Mika, amene amanenera, sokuta andi Bethlehem, dziko la Yudea.
And we read it from Mika chapter 5, verse 2.
Ndipo izi, timazipeza pa Mika chapter 5, verse number 2.
Here it is fully showing the coming of Jesus Christ into this world, that he is the king worthy to be worshipped.
Aba akulangwa kutunthu wose kwa Yesu Kristu kuti adzabwera mdziko kupatsakhala mfumu yoyenera.
So the multitudes of people are to worship Christ as the king.
Ndiye anthu ambiri amayenera amulande Yesuyo ngati mfumu.
Let us go back to the book of John chapter 18 that we are following.
Tibwere mu book of Yohane chapter 18 kumene tikutsatira.
Whereby verse 39 it says, but ye have a custom that I should reach unto you one at the Passover.
Koma, verse number 39. Koma mulinao makalirwe, akuti timamasulira inu mmodzi pa Paska, kodi
So Pilate is asking that, should I release you the king of Jews? Pilate was not speaking out of senses. He was speaking because the whole Old Testament points to Christ as the king of Jews.
Pilato, suta mangu wangu wazibuza mburu mwake hayo. Kuma ama angula, zimene shibangaro chakale chaye chaye na zesu kriyutu. Pia nipumu ya yule.
And when Pilate was speaking to the Jews, that this Christ whom I want to release for you, he is the king of you.
Iwo Pilato, ama kuna aonechewe na kuti, yes, uyu mtutufa ni masulei, nipumu umeyei mwyo.
But speaking about the kingship of Christ Jesus to the Jews, it was like blasphemy now. And it was like it is a forbidden thing. And if somebody can speak that Christ is the king among the Jews, then he is on fire. If he answered that right away, that we don't have a king like this one. Because the Jews never recognized Christ as their king. But the scriptures, from right away from the beginning, God is pointing Christ as the only king of the Jews. And Pilate is saying fully that Christ is the king. But the religion is denying that Christ is their king. Here we saw that the religion would never accept Christ as their king. They will never accept Christ as the only and worthy to be exalted. They will never accept Christ to be the only one worthy and deserve to be glorified among the gathering. I'm speaking about the religion. Those that bought the Bibles, they go to the gathering houses, they preach about the word of God. The same people that preaches the oracles of God are denying that Christ is the king of them. That's how there is an enmity between the religion and Christ, the gospel. Religion will never accept Christ as the true gospel revealed in the scriptures. They will never stand to honor Christ Jesus as the only one worthy to be honored. They only follow their own wills and think to be honored by themselves. May God help us and see Christ as the only one worthy to be exalted. Because it is only Christ Jesus who is worthy to be exalted and magnified. So Pilate is saying, because verse 38, Pilate was meeting with the Christ and the Jews. It was like he was a mediator between the Jews and Christ. Now there is a custom among the Jews that during this time there is bounding of somebody and releasing of somebody. What makes one to be released? It was the Passover that was in front of them. Because it says the whole verse of chapter 39 of of John.
Verse number 13, Yohane 18, when I
but ye have a custom. Where establish the custom? That I should reach unto you one at the Passover. Will ye therefore that I reach unto you the King of the Jews?
Verse number 39. Kwa mwina wa makaridwe, akuti nima masula imu, mozi pa Pascha. Wadi mufuna tolu, masule ni mfumu, ya Yuda.
So here we saw that whatever Pilate is speaking here, it's a quotation from the Old Testament that Christ is the King of Jews.
Dia patipe hezara ulisosu mina kwa mkwa bilato, sikuchokewa mbuku, laipangano chakare, kutia suprisu mfumu, ya Yuda.
And there is no any mistake. Everything is very neat and beautiful, very according to the way it was expected that Christ is the King of Jews.
Number two,
there is a question. Should I reach and tell you the King of Jews? Now, it means there is two people here. There is a King of Jews, and there is somebody in custody. But between these two, there is a Passover. The Passover is there asking one to be out. And the same Passover is commanding somebody to be bound. So because people were not knowing the exact Christ who he is, they don't know that Christ of the scriptures is the original Passover that them celebrates. They have been celebrating the Passover year. They were not knowing that they are waiting for the exact Passover that will come unto them. Now, when Christ came, he is the true Passover. He is the Passover. But he is resembled. People are not knowing him. Now, the people has bound Christ and have taken Christ to Pilate. But they are refraining themselves to enter into the courtroom because they are waiting to have a Passover. They say that we can't enter into the courtroom because we need not to be defiled. Without knowing that Christ, whom they have bound and escorted into the courtroom, he is the original Passover. And they were not knowing that there is a law from Exodus chapter 12 whereby a ram is to be bound. So the bounding of Christ to a pirate was the fulfilling of bounding the ram where ready to be slaughtered. So it was working like drama while they are fulfilling whatever the scriptures has already commanded and said in the Old Testament. The Old Testament says everybody should have the lamb without blemish, without spot, and come to God, come to the gathering ready to be slaughtered. Should be the mirror. That picturizing Christ as a mirror. In that spotless of the Lamb, picturizing Christ as the Holy One. The Bible says the Lamb should be caught, should be bound. ready for the day to be crucified, to be slaughtered. Here the people has bowed Christ and has kept Christ to the courtrooms to where forever, but well kept. They kept Christ without creating a loophole whereby he could run away from it. They were not knowing that the keeping suffering of Christ until the day of slaughtering, crucified, was the keeping of the ram purely, seriously, carefully, waiting for the time of slaughter. So, in Exodus, everybody should have his own lamb, worth it to be slaughtered and eaten. So it was like this. People has bowed Christ. Christ is the lamb.
Yes,
and has taken the lamb to the place ready to be slaughtered. Before they slaughtering the ram, they are leaving the ram inside the courtroom and say, we'll be outside. Without knowing that in the house, in the courtroom, is not the place for the lamb to be slaughtered or to be in that staying. Because the lamb was not worth it to be kept, but worth it to be slaughtered. Christ was not worth it to be in custody. He was worth it to be crucified. So, Christ is the only one worth it to be slaughtered. But they rush themselves to the Passover without knowing that the one we have left behind, he is the Passover. Now, Pilate is asking them again, reversing the question. Christ is the King of Kings.
Yes,
he's the King of Jews. Again, he is the Passover.
Yeah, the Pascal.
Now, according to the custom, if there is a Passover, there is a releasing of one who was bound. The bounded will never be bound if the Passover is there. So he asks them, according to the law, should I release Christ the King from the custody? Which means this question is fully saying that, according to my own understanding, Christ is not worth it to be released, but is worth it to be crucified because he is the releasing of the one who has already bound before the bounding of Christ. That is Barnabas. Let us look to verse 40. Then cried they all again, meaning the multitudes of people, saying, not this man, but Barabbas. Now Barabbas was a robber.
Verse number 40. Come upon a fool, so none in a group of the middle. See you, come a Baraba, and I want you from back.
Not this man.
What's that you?
Not this man.
What's that you do?
Now, put these two words. Put these words. The first word, not this man. The second man, Barabbas was a robber. So how can you weigh these two?
Because
the way people are speaking, asking Christ to be bound, it is like he is just nobody. He is a victim.
They even
failed to name his name. They just said, this man. Like just a mere person without reputation. The word having a name that is not worthy to be named among the Jews. If it when you name his name among the gathering people we
bound
with,
nobody
loved this name to be named among the gathering.
But
if this name has been named among the gathering, that person who named this is on danger. They just said that this man, even failing to name his name, this man, but they were knowing even his bed of this man. They were knowing that he was born from this family of Mary and Joseph. Even learning the physical name of this man is the thing that they failed. It's because in their heart there was a great enmity against him. And they just say, oh, this man. But to Barabbas, they said Barabbas. The name of Barabbas is named among the gathering. And they are naming with loud voice Barabbas to be set free. A person that is having a name that is with the qualification that he is a lover, they loved to name that name. But when we go into the whole history of Christ Jesus while on earth, we hear that Christ never sinned against God. There was no sin that Christ sinned in this world. There was no place whereby these people found Christ sinning. Instead of honoring the sinless person, they are just saying this man. Now they are turning with the sinful person, the robber. A person that has sinned and their eyes witness their sinning is sinning. But they are asking that name like it's a name worth it to be named among the gathering. The whole multitude of people agreed to name the name of the lover without naming the name that is worth it to be named, but just to say, this is just a man. Why Christ was to be named just a man? He had without any glory to these Jews and this religion. There was nobody that can stand and honor this name. Let me challenge you, brothers and sisters, as of now, that you are hearing me speaking. Never expect the people to worship and honor the Christ who you are believing and preaching to the mad multitudes of people, the Christ to whom you are preaching is just a man. That's why others they saw Christ just like a prophet. Others they just see Christ just like a son of a carpenter. Others they just see Christ as just a messenger. God blessed is the eye that see Christ of the scripture. Because you never see him as the way people see
him.
Because people see Christ as just a man. Here we see the religion see Christ as just a man. This man. We need the lover, not this man. Expect the religion to be agreeing to point against this man. Expect the religious groups of people who meet together against this gospel because it is not only to them, but it they will just see that this is a man.
Yes, a man.
This man. Just a man. A man of sorrow who died on the cross was called just a man. A man that came with a sinless life in life. And the one that saved the people on the cross. People agreed just to call him just a man. Why do you expect people to honor you? Why expecting people to name your name during the gathering? Don't expect people to worship you or even to name your name. The gospel that you are preaching is that gospel that makes people just to see what you are preaching as foolish. Because as we are crossing the service of today, Romans chapter 1:18 says. I'll start from verse 16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. To everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek.
Aroma chapter 1, verse number 16. Bagurutemu wakulu sumi jilita manyazi, bagurutu ulimpavu ya mungu ya ukumuta mungu aliense wa ukubira. Kwa mina muyuda, niposo mkirene.
For therein is the lusciousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. For the love of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness.
Verse number 18.
They hold the truth in unrighteousness.
The
17 lusciousness of God revealed from faith to faith.
Verse 16,
I'm not ashamed of the gospel because it is the salvation of the elect.
Verse 16,
the If they said, I'm not ashamed, it means it's the shame of the gospel that people will be ashamed with. But blessed is the person whom Christ revealed this gospel will never be ashamed with. Who are those who are not ashamed of the gospel? These are only the people that the righteousness of God will be revealed from first to third and to them. The last verse, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18.
Verse 18.
For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God.
Verse 18, 1 Corinthians 1. Pakuti mau antanda ari kuchokusa kwa iwa utaiga koma kwa ipa minetili kukulumutsirwa ari mphamvu ya
Mungu. Blessed is the preaching of the foolish gospel to others, but the power of God to others.
Ora tsika na mnalike utengao umene wokusa kwa ena komaso olemera kwa ena.
The religion will see the gospel as foolish.
And
erected people see the gospel as
foolish. But the erect
will see this gospel as very powerful, the power of God, very useful, very beautiful, very meaningful, and the only message worth it to
believe. Dipo osankidwa wa mpavu, mpavu ya Mungu, umene uopumuta,
this man is just a man. People are failing even to name his name. So blessed is the one that can name his name. Because it is only God who made one to name him.
Amen.
Amen.